What if today gets to be a 10K cash day? What if today four incredible people decide to join the program that you are selling right now, pay in full? What if today you have a video on TikTok that pops off and reaches hundreds of thousands? So many people, a tap, 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 Miss Ma'am, you're spending too much time in what is currently happening. You were spending too much time in looking at all of the external that you were not allowing yourself to dream even more into what it is that you want. So it's 8:15. We're gonna have a little chitty chat because so much magic has happened already, 8:15 in the morning. But I wanna tell a story of my very first 10K cash day. I was actually in Tulum and the odds were not in my favor for this actually happening for me, but I woke up that day and I said, what if today gets to be a 10K cash day? And today, good morning everyone who's joining live. This morning I woke up and I was like, we had our wildfire mini mind call. Half the girls inside the mini mind are from the UK and Australia. So we do a super early morning for me. And I was like, what if today like three people decide to sign up? What if today someone pays in full and literally an incredible girl decided to join our VIP inside wildfire and paid in full? Because I literally just asked because I was available for it. So I want to go back to this story because, and if you're watching live, let me know, like, what it today gets to be a 10K cash day. Like, come into the chat if you're like, yeah, I'm going to claim that. I'm going to play in that energy because so many of you want the bigness. You want the 20, the 30, the 40K cash months. But I'm like, how much time are you actually spending in that energy rather than looking at, well, this happened and this happened. And it's like, let's stop stacking all of the reasons why it couldn't happen and start stacking all of the possibilities that it can. And yes, I love that, Samantha. And come from a place of detachment. When I started infusing so much more play and fun into my business, like we're just here, we're on a floating rock. Literally, we're on a floating rock. The world is your oyster. What you can do today, like the sky is literally the limit. So when I'm gonna go back to my very first 10K cash day, and I think a lot of people, when they're claiming things, when they say they want something, you're going to have obstacles. You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. You're going to have like tests from the universe. And it's how can you hold your energy through that? So I was in Tulum. Let me know if you guys were around or following me when I was in Tulum. And I was selling my, what was I selling? I don't even remember what I think it was, like my mastermind. And then also the first round of my mini mind. And I was like, today is going to be a 10K cash day and I'm going to have the time of my freaking life. And I don't know how it's happening, but like, buckle up, Miss Ma'am, here we freaking go. And that was the day that while I was in Tulum, the power went out. The, like all of their, like the Wi-Fi was out, there was no power. It was like a blackout in Tulum. Apparently this happens quite often from people I've talked to who have been or lived in Tulum. So I have no power, I have no Wi-Fi. My phone was charged, but it was like, there was no data, there was no Wi-Fi. So I was like, shit, like what are we supposed to do? I can't talk to people. I can't go on Instagram. I was supposed to do like a free live. This was like leading into Black Friday. So it was like the odds were literally not in my favor, but I was like, we're going to make the most of this. This is happening for a reason. This is a test. This is a challenge. So just know when you claim something, I'm going to make a 10K cash day, there can be obstacles that come up. It's who are you going to be in the face of the obstacles and can you keep holding the faith even when? So there was this little random like hot spot in the Airbnb that I was staying in. There was like a rooftop pool and there was this spot between the one pool and like a patio table where I could like kind of teeter in between. And the people probably thought I was psycho because here I am with my phone like walking around and I'd get one bar of service and my notifications would go off. Like my emails would come in and I'm like, okay, we got like this little bit of Wi-Fi, let's use it. So I said I want a 10K cash day and then the Wi-Fi and the power went out. And it was like, I could have said, okay, well, we're just gonna start over tomorrow. Or I could be like, let's make the most of this. So I found this little hotspot and someone had messaged me about my 6-month mastermind. And then like four other people had messaged me about my mini mind. And I was like, okay, like it's happening, it's starting. So here we go. The entire day I would message back these people that were asking for information. Like, and they were, you know, when you're talking to people in the DMs and they're like ready to buy, like they're so excited to work with you that you're like, oh my God, like we're ready to go. So I was voice noting back and forth with like, I think there was like three or four of the girls that I was talking to. And there was obviously a delay in me responding because I'd go back down, I had Skittles with me. And then I would go back up to the roof and I would find the hotspot. And sometimes it was there and sometimes it wasn't. So I'd be up there and it was like 40 degrees Celsius. So I was like dying of heat. I was like, I'm determined to answer these incredible women because they are so excited to join. But also I'm like, I see the breadcrumbs. I see that there are challenges that have come up and I could just be like, whatever, like the power went out. Let me just lay by the beach and do nothing. Or I could be game fucking on. Like, there's a challenge, there's a test. I found a loophole in the universe of this little hotspot. Let me just go there. Let me just go. So I think the power was out from like 9 to 4 p.m. So literally the whole day it was out. But I was like, no, we are determined. I kept going up to this little hotspot on the rooftop with my phone, my bathing suit. I would bring Skittles with me. I would like lay and like chill by the pool and like I'd move around and like try and get like walking around on the rooftop, trying to get like this little one bit of Wi-Fi. Again, the people working at the Airbnb were like, is this girl okay? But I was like, your girl's on a mission. And I would message people back. And then one girl was like, I'm in. And I was like, okay, gotta go get the link to send her, ready to go. Go to send the link and it's like the Wi-Fi like cuts out again. The hotspot cuts out. And I'm like, okay, it's fine. We're gonna go lay by the beach, like, or lay by the pool. It'll come back. And it just kept coming in and out, the Wi-Fi. I think they were doing construction in Tulum, so it would kind of turn on and then turn back off. But every time the Wi-Fi clicked back in, I took full advantage of like the 4 minutes that I had where it was having these conversations with the women inside and then sending them the link because they were like ready to freaking go. Like they were like, I'm in, send me the link. Can I start tomorrow? Ella, my daughter peeked over my phone and she's pretty. Oh, that's so sweet. I love your daughter. So I took full advantage of those moments. And I want you to really ask yourself, when you ask and you claim something, a 10K cash day, a 50K month, whatever that is, a sold out launch, when you have an obstacle that comes up, because you will, I will be the first to tell you, like, it's not always like, woohoo, I mean, like, there are challenges. Who do you become in the face of the challenge? And the point of the game is, can you overcome the challenge? I always look at business literally like a video game. I don't know why, but you know, when I used to play like Mario Kart and Mario Party with my cousins, anyone else play that, like Game Boy or GameCube? And there was always a challenge, but you had to learn the skills. You had to be the person that would overcome the challenge. And on the other side of the challenge is what you wanted. And so many people set a big goal. I'm going to have a 10K cash day, but then an obstacle comes up and they're like, oh, it's not meant for me. And they back off. Oh, it's not meant for me. And then they back off. The point is the challenge will come up. Who do you be in the face of it? Can you overcome it? Can you keep going? So every single time there was a challenge, literally like 9 to 4, a blackout, like that was something out of my control. You will always have things that happen in business that are out of your control. I can't control the algorithm. We have the strategies, but at the end of the day, like there are things that we just cannot control. I always say control the controllables. So in that moment, citywide blackout, what I could control was the opportunity that I decided to take when every, like, I don't know, it was like every 40 minutes, I would go up and like walk around the rooftop to find this little bit of Wi-Fi. And when I got the little bit of Wi-Fi, when it turned back on, I took full freaking advantage of it. So many of you have an opportunity right now, today, and you are just half in, half out. How many of you are literally taking full advantage of the opportunity that you have? Are you grabbing it? Are you seizing it? Are you all freaking in, or are you teetering? Or are you like, you know what? Like, I could take the extra step and like walk around the rooftop and maybe have people look at me like I'm crazy because everyone else just took the day off. Everyone else was just laying on the beach, like not on the beach, laying on the rooftop pools. But I was like, I'm determined. I said this was going to be a 10K cash day, fully detached and not like I need it to happen. But I was like, I said I was going to do this, so I'm going to freaking do it. And there was an obstacle, but I overcame it. And there was an obstacle and I overcame it. And then the Wi-Fi came back on and I was like, boom, let's go. Boom, let's go. And I took full advantage of those little pockets. So I'm messaging back and this one girl, I messaged her when we were DMing and I was like, I'm so sorry for the delay, but I'm in Tulum and like the Wi-Fi's out. So I'm having little pockets because she was like, can I start today? Can I get the link? And I was like, yes, yes, yes. Sent her the link. Boom, she signed up. That was a $10,000 sale, not cash, but that was a $10,000 sale. And I was like, amazing. keep going. Like I said, a $10,000 cash day, that was a $10,000 sale, let's go. So I was having other conversations with other women that wanted to, I think it was join the mini mind or join the mastermind, like so many things were happening. I was selling so many things. This was around like Black Friday too, when there was just a lot of offers that people could buy. And I was just determined. How many of you have said, today's gonna be a 10K cash day, but Miss Ma'am, you operate the exact fucking same? How many of you said, this month is gonna be my highest cash month ever, but we're sitting on the last day of the month, so you're like, it's probably not gonna happen, so I'll just start again on May. That's the same mentality. That is the same cycle keeping you where you are. And if you want to go to the next level, which I hate people saying that, but I know you understand, like the next level, something has to change. And a lot of what has to change isn't so much the strategy. Yes, we can tweak and look at the strategy, but in that moment of me being determined, it wasn't the strategy, it was my willingness to just keep going. It was my willingness to be like, we're gonna do this. And I was like sweating buckets. I was like, this is like, oh my God, like it was so hot that day in Tulum. The odds were not in my favor. Everybody else that was in that Airbnb was just laying by the pool chilling. And I was like, I'm gonna be the one that just goes. So the Wi-Fi would click back on. Like I said, I think they were doing like construction or I don't know, doing something with the Wi-Fi. So it would come on and come back on. Every time it came back on, boom, full advantage. I was like in the DMs. I was on my Instagram stories. Like I had like a 5 minute pocket, but I took full advantage. Yes, finished the month strong. I always like looking at this too of, I used to be a track and field runner. And when I would do 400 meters, which is one lap around the track, and I would get to like the back like 100 meters, the finish line is here. And so many of you are literally right there in hitting that goal. But it's like, oh, but you slow down. Oh, but like, we probably won't get first place or whatever the case may be. It's like, run. Like, run towards your wildest dreams. Hi, Stella. So this entire day was so much fun. Even though I was like dying of heat, it was obviously the day I woke up and I was like, it's going to be a 10K cash day. The universe was like, let's test the bitch. Literally. And I was like, game on, try me. And can you bring that competitive energy? Again, you are competing with you, but can you bring that energy and that excitement and that playfulness to your business today? Can you say it's going to be a 10K cash day because it's going to be a 10K cash day and because I decided and there's going to be obstacles and I'm here for it. I'm going to become the woman that looks at them and overcomes them. And whether it happens today or not, I'm going to be different. I'm going to choose a different path. I'm going to become someone different. I am not going to stay the same. How many times do you get to the end of the month? What are the patterns you keep repeating? You get to the end of the month and you're like, it's not going to be my highest cash month. Let me back off. I want to tell you something. If you do that the last week of every month, there's 12 months in a year. The last week of every month, you're like, let me just pull back. And you do that every week. That is 12 weeks a year. That is 3 months. That is an entire quarter. 3 months. Where you just back off. So how many of you get to the end of the month? How many of you get so close to the end of the launch? Or you've claimed something and you're so close, but you're like, it's probably not gonna happen because logically it doesn't make sense. It logically did not make sense for me to have a 10K cash day in a citywide blackout in Tulum where I literally could not control whether the Wi-Fi was on or off. But what I could control was seeking out opportunity. What I could control was going up to the rooftop and walking around and being like, oh, I just got a little bit of Wi-Fi. Oh, my emails are coming in. Oh, I found a little hotspot. Let me take advantage of it. And when it went out, I was like, okay, I'm going to go lay by the pool with Skittles. I was eating like Pringles. I don't know why. Who eats Pringles by the pool? Your girl does. And I was like, I'm just going to relax and I'm going to chill and I'm going to enjoy and soak up the sun and play and swim in the pool with my dog, Little Miss Ma'am. But when the Wi-Fi came on, it was like game on. And it was this art of detachment. I was so unattached to the goal, but at the same time, I was having so much fun in the challenge, in the resistance. Every time the Wi-Fi came on, I was like, game on, let's go. Let's take full advantage, like full speed ahead. Let's Usain Bolt this. And I took advantage. And then it was one girl in, and then it was another girl in, and then it was another girl in, and then the Wi-Fi kicked out. And I was like, okay, let's chill. Let's go back. Let's detach. Let's play. Let's go back into the trust. And this was the most magical day ever. And I ended up doing a live for my free community. I think it was like the day after. And I told the story because the odds were not in my favor. But what was in my favor was me. So the universe and everything on the external, everything out of my control, felt like it wasn't in my favor. And anybody else could have been like, we'll just do it again tomorrow. And I was like, not me. So I want you to look at in your business, where have you said, I'm claiming this, highest cash month ever, sold out launch, 20K cash month, 50K cash month. Today's gonna be a 10K day, but then you operate the exact same way. You have to shift something, whether that is the way that you are looking at things. And I just want you to come back into the play. Anytime I have had crazy momentum in my business, and I was literally talking about this with a mini mind client today, I'm having the time of my frickin' life. I feel like I'm just like at an amusement park. I'm playing. I'm like, buckle up. We're having so much fun. You will bring in 10 times more money when you are having more fun. Now, that doesn't mean that business is always high vibe and excitement. When I was sweating my little ballerinas off and I was on the rooftop like messaging, I was hot. I was uncomfortable. There was resistance and I kept getting hit with it. And there were so many times where it was like, okay, just call it quits. You had one girl in. But there were so many women that were in my DMs, like, I'm ready to freaking go. Send me the link, send me the link, send me the link. Like, you know, those women that like, they just don't want to wait. They're like, let's go, action takers. And I could have just said the power went out, but I was like, no. So we got to the end of the day and we had a 10K cash day. I think it was like $10,055, but we had a 10K cash day. I don't know what the sales were, because I know, I think there was two people that joined the mastermind at that time, and the mastermind was 10,000 at that point. But it was just, the odds were not in my favor, but I said, fuck it, I am the one in control. I am the one that gets to decide how this day gets to play out. So when you go into today, wherever you are, if you're watching the replay, can you claim today's gonna be a 10K cash day, a 15K cash day, whatever that looks like. But then start to look at when the obstacles come up, when the resistance comes up, because it will, who do you decide to be? Who are you going, are you gonna be the one that's like, you've played this narrative. You've played the game of like, it's probably not gonna work. Let me just back off. You've played the game of like, it logically doesn't, you've played that story again and again. Miss Ma'am, try on a new fucking story. Try on a new identity. What if today gets to be the day that everything changes? Why not? Like, if you truly believe, for those of you that are watching live, like, let me know. If you literally believe that you control your reality, let me know if you're like, yes, I agree with that. My thoughts, my actions, I am responsible for my life. I am a mirror to everything that I am attracting into me. If you believe that, why aren't you asking for the biggest fucking goals ever? If you control it, if you get to call it in, if you get to say, this is what I want. Yes, I love that. If you truly believe that, why are you not asking for bigger goals? Why are you not going after crazier things? Why are you not betting on yourself even more? Why are you not like, well, of course I'm gonna go all in on this. Of course I'm gonna do this. Of course this is gonna work out because I'm in control. And I always love bringing myself back to this. Whenever it feels like the external maybe isn't showing me the evidence of what I want, I go back to, but I'm in control. I get to decide how this day plays out. And it's a choice. It's a choice, it's a choice, it's a choice every single day. You get to say, today gets to be the best day. Today gets to be a 10K cash day. Today gets to be a day where I lay on the couch, but I still make fuck you money because that's what I decide. Because you've chosen what it means to be successful. And that looks different for you than it does for the next girl because you get to choose. So I just had this like riff that I wanted to share with you because today can be a 10K cash day. Today we're already at, I think it's like a $7,000 cash day because I woke up today and I was like, game on. Like, let's fuck with it. Like, why freaking not? Hi, Nick. So I want you to just play in that. And I was saying this to a mini mind. I was like, what if four people pay in full for your group program and today's a 10K cash day? How much time are you spending there? Bernard, I know I was going to message you yesterday, Nick, because I saw in your store and you're like, Bernard's trying to give me horns. And I was like, Nick and I have pretty similar paintings. I think his name is Harold. I know yours is Bernard, but I want you to just spend more time in that reality. Miss Ma'am, spend more time in what you actually fucking want. And what you want isn't, huh, is it working? That's not what you want. You've played in that realm for far too long. It's time to play in the arena that you actually came here to play in, which is asking for what you want, taking full advantage of the opportunities. Be how I was, like sweaty and all on the roof of Tulum, but I was freaking determined. I said I was gonna have a 10K cash day and it was easier. This is the thing. You wanna talk about being a leader. You wanna talk about paving the way. You wanna talk about building a community. You have to be the one where you have a fork in the road and you can say, I can keep going down this path, which feels comfortable, which, yes, is maybe giving results. But how many of you are doing things right now that are giving you results, but that do not let your booty hole on fire? How many of you are doing things right now that it's like, it's working, but like, my soul isn't on freaking fire. I'm not running around the rooftops of Tulum like Courtney was, like, yeah. But you're at this fork in the road and you can keep going down the path. You can keep saying the same narrative. You can keep playing in the arena of just down here, or you can choose to go down a path that is unfamiliar, that feels like uncharted territory, that feels like this is leadership. And in those moments, you are going to be tested. And this is why I have always said that in the moments of resistance, I'm like, game on. Because in the beginning of business, I was so afraid of resistance. I was so afraid of challenge. This mindset here, we have been taught that challenges and resistance in business is bad. And I'm over here like, this, ma'am, it's the best fucking thing you will ever go through. The breakthrough comes after the breakdown. Not saying you have to have a full meltdown and a breakdown in your business. But every single time I'm walking down the path, I'm at a fork in the road, and I'm like, I know your soul is telling you to go this way. Your comfort zone is saying, oh, but it's so much safer and cozier over here. And I'm like, every single time I choose this path, it is uncomfortable. It is resistance. The month of April has been so incredible, but your girl has been sitting in so much resistance because I'm doing things differently. And when you do things differently, there's no strategy. There's no what's the framework. You know what the strategy is? You. And so many women will sit at that fork in the road or just continue to go down this way. Let me know if this is landing right now, where you're like, I know exactly what you're talking about. I can go this way. But my soul is telling me you're meant for this fucking path. Thumbs up. I don't know why my phone does this all the time, but like, everything's like, yes, you can go down the path of resistance and you can become the person who can hold it all. Because nobody wants to get to a point in business where you're hitting the 20K cash months or the 50K cash months, but you can't hold it. You'll hold it because of who you become when you overcome the resistance. And every time you choose that, magic happens, literally. Because this is the thing, everyone plays in this arena down here. I was talking about this on TikTok yesterday. This is the arena of the comfort zone. This is the arena of staying in, maybe speaking with the same type of clients. This is the arena of the content that's working and converting, but you're like, my soul is not literally on fire. This is the offers and the launches and the messaging and the embodiment that is working, but it's keeping you here. This is the saturated part. Up here, where Harold is, where he's chilling, this is where the path that not everyone will walk on. This is the arena up here that you came to play in, not here. This is cool. This is good. There's nothing wrong with this, but you came here to fuck shit up. And that's up here. That is the fork in the road, and you continue to choose that path. And the strategy isn't what's the framework, what's the four steps. The strategy is I need to continue to figure out who I am and become the person that keeps walking the path. That is the strategy. There was no strategy on how do I make a 10K cash day. I could not make a masterclass and be like, here's the formula to make a 10K cash day. Yes, I could say sell a $10,000 offer and get someone to pay in full. Or I could say claim it. There's going to be resistance. You're going to go all fucking in and you're going to seize every opportunity. Control the controllables. What is in control today for you that you can just be like, the odds are in my favor because I decided to. Down is on the way up. I've been walking through resistance all week for it to, yes. And every time I'm in resistance, this gets to be the game. And not that you have to operate always in resistance, but when you make a decision to go bigger, to go all in, to claim something more, there will be resistance. It's just how our brain is wired. We're like, abort mission, this is uncomfortable. You'll always choose familiar suffering over what you actually want. Because our brain is just like, ooh, let's keep us cozy. But you didn't come here to be cozy. You came here to lead. You came here to pave your own way. You came here for volume. And that leadership requires you to continue to pave your own path. And every time I go through this resistance where I'm like, we're here. Hello. Like, welcome back. And I become someone different and I grow. On the other side, it's like crazy. People are like, how are you doing it? Like, what's the strategy? And I'm like, I was at a fork in the road and I continued to go. And so many people turned back, but I kept going because I trusted in me. because I know that I have my own back. And so many of you watching right now, what you need to work on is not your Instagram story strategy. It is not how to convert in the captions. It is how much do you fucking believe in you? That's the game. How much do you believe in you? If I said, go make a $10,000 cash day and have the time of your life, are you like, I don't know, like, what's the strat? Or are you like, let's go. Let's fucking do it. And whether it happens or doesn't, I don't even care. I don't care if we don't have a 10K cash day because I'm not attached. Because I don't need the money to validate me. I'm Courtney Tadona. I validate me. You are who you are. You validate you. You are enough just because. And when you can make that shift and just show up in your business, literally like you are playing Mario Party. You're like, ooh, we're going to have some challenges, but like we're the character that just goes. Try on a different identity, be a different character, like step into that new identity today. And when the challenges and the resistance comes up, who do you choose to be? How are you choosing to operate? And start to pay attention to the old patterns. It's the 30th, I think it's the 30th of the month. Let me just move. Yeah, it's the 30th of April. What are you going to do about it? Who are you going to be? What are you going to change? What are you going to claim? And it's not this energy of chasing money or chasing a milestone. It's a different energy. It's just like, let's fuck shit up. Like, why not? And I literally say this to myself almost daily. If you're inside any of my containers, you know this. Or I have like a full like with myself and I'm like, game on. I love saying this to myself too, and maybe some of you need to hear this and let me know, but I say this with so much love. You are a winner. Fucking act like it. There is nobody that does it like you on the internet. There is nobody that teaches the way that you teach. There is nobody that gives transformations to their clients the way you do. There's nobody that has your story. You are one of one. You operate in your own lane. You are different from the rest. You are someone that doesn't stay in the comfort zone of everyone. You are someone that operates up here. You are someone when you get to a fork in the road, you go. You claim what you want. You're a woman who keeps her word to herself, and you go and you go and you go, and you're here for the frickin' ride, for the magic, because you understand I control it all. I am the magnet that controls all of these things to me. The good, the bad, the ugly, the ups, the down, I'm here for it all. I can hold it all because that's just who I am. You are a winner. Go out today and act like it. And not just when it feels good, but when metaphorically the power goes out, all hell feels like it breaks loose. And it's like, can you just be in so much trust that this is going to happen? But also, can you take advantage of the opportunities? Can you lean in? Can you keep going? I know a lot of people talk about like quantum jumping or quantum leaping or like stepping in, shifting realities and all of that. That is a state that one, you can absolutely have, but that is an active state. Nobody says I'm going to make a 10K day and then just like sits back in like lotus position. I don't know. Is that lotus position? Probably not. There is steps. There is action that is required, but it's who are you being behind the action? So I wanted to share that story because like I said, we got off a call with the girls inside the Mini Mind and I was like, how much time are you spending in what you want versus what is? And when you can play in that arena even more, magic happens. So this was such a good conversation. Let me know, come back and watch this replay, but I want you to claim what it is that you want today. I want you to be the person where, and you're gonna know now, you have this awareness. If you've watched this live or you're watching the replay, you have the awareness. I set the goal. Ooh, resistance. I can be the person that lets off the gas, but I've done that how many times? Kidding. Let's floor it. Let's go. Let's have the time of our life. Let's have more fun. Let's play. Let's remember that you came here to win, that you are the one that paves the way. You are the one that everyone will look back and be like, she went. And you'll also give your clients permission to go that way too, because you lead, because you continued to pave the way and to continue to go. So today gets to be a 10K cash day. Today gets to be a day that people pay in full. Today gets to be a day that magic happens. I don't know why this happens. Today gets to be a day that whatever you want gets to happen. So go play in that energy. This was such a good conversation. I'm gonna go chug my Starbucks. Can you tell I've had caffeine today? No? It's only 8:40. I love you all and I will chat with you soon. Bye guys.